Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching on the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. We have a short movie, 1 minute movie, so let's take a look.
毎回の礼拝の中で献金の時があります。献金は私たちから神様への捧げ物です。強制されてするものではありません。献金は礼拝の表れです。心から喜んで捧げていきましょう。祈りや賛美と同じですね。心から喜んで感謝を持って。子供たちに献金について話すと、僕のお小遣いが減っちゃうじゃんと言っていきます。確かに減ると考えてしまう方は多いようです。でも本当に減るのでしょうか。マラキ書3章8節から10節には10分の1の捧げ物が書かれています。10分の1の捧げ物を怠ることは神のものを盗むことと言われています。モーセの律法では10分の1は神のものであると言っています。あふれるばかりの祝福が注ぐか試してみようとあるように、10分の1を捧げることを通して素晴らしい祝福を私たちは受けていくのです。神様に対して試してはいけませんが、唯一献金捧げ物に関しては試してみようとあります。神様に心から捧げるときに、神様は豊かに実際的な祝福や霊的な祝福を与えてくださいます。私たちが持っているものは全て神様が私たちに与えてくださったものです。神様が与えてくださった中から感謝して心から喜んで捧げていきましょう。神様は豊かに祝福してくださいます。
ました。
And now we are talking about offerings, and offering is a very important worship in the Bible. And now there is a 2 point. One is a thanksgiving, and a thanksgiving. The first of all, it's mean offerings is thanksgiving. And in the law, tenth is law. And it's the offering is about faith. And some people said offering is we give back to you, but it's not correct. It's not us, our money. He gave us. So, and he wants me, he wants us to give thanks to the Lord. Now, by your faith, we will offer. The Old Testament, there is a saying, tenth offerings. And also in the Bible, Malachi said, and through the offerings, I will bless you. So there is a point of the economical blessing. When I was, my son was born, he said to me, my God said to me, what did he say to me? And please give me the every income to me. And before that, God tells us, please go to the Patmos with your family. But it's very expensive, so I thought it is impossible. But I pray to God. When I pray, and God tells me, not tense, all income you need to give to person A. So I couldn't understand because I will be empty. So I thought it's crazy. And I thought it's my mistake to understand his will. But God tells me, many times. So I thought I already do the tenth of offerings, so I don't need to give person A to all income. So I went to my wife and I asked to my wife, and I thought she will not agree. I thought so. Don't do that. I thought she said so to me. I imagined, but my wife said, if God said so, you need to give to person A all income. So in a week, I will be empty. So if I will be empty, I need to say something to God. When I give to all income to person A, the many money comes to me from different places. And God tell me, you offered me a tenth of the Patmos fee, so I will give you the more tenth times of the money. So finally I got the 15th times of the offerings. So I could go to Patmos and also I could go to Israel. And at the Patmos team, I give to my son, to God, so he became the evangelist now. So when I offer to God, in my pocket, there is a like big money, so I feel I should offer to God, so I don't want to those money in my pocket, but He will lead me. So when when the very famous pastor came to Japan, and the church's economy is very difficult time. God tells me that you need to give the 70,000 yen to the pastor, famous pastor. And at that time, the many people offered money, so we could offer the 70,000 yen to the famous pastor. So I was so giving thanks, thanksgiving. And after that, next day, the pastor said, I will message today again. So, I thought I couldn't do more. So because I need to pay the pastor, 70,000 again. So I was so, nervous, but I pray to God, so I give the famous pastor 70,000 yen. I could do that. And I got a double blessing from God. And about offerings, I never borrowed the money. And offering is a soul blessing. So offering is not losing. And the base of the blessing. So spiritual meaning is there. So please remember that. And through the offerings, you will see His blessing. So if he, God tells you, there will be the blessing. Through that, you will see the, his glory and the great things. And let's go back to the Bible and Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Now let me read. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. In the Bible, there is the same word. Don't be afraid. Do not be terrified. We are so afraid. What? Okay, so it means that don't worry. We don't need to be worried. God tells us, don't be afraid, don't be worried. We are so worried about many things. And Peter, and Jesus was walking on the water surface, and he also walked. And God tells the Peter, come, and he could start to move, walk. Sometimes I dream. I walk on the water surface. And when I go back to the heaven, I will do that. And I think by my face, I can walk on the face. And Peter did so. It's a miracle. But at that time, the wave come. And do you know the Galilee Sea in the Israel? And it's not so high wave, but sometimes so high wave come. And I feel the wave that Peter faced is very big. And he was a fisher, so he is strong to the water, I think. He could swim. So he didn't need to worry, but he worried. So the very high wave come, I think. And Peter was started to worry. And his face gone. And when we worry about something, our face disappear. And Peter was sinked down to the water. So he felt he worried and he afraid. He said, help me. So Jesus helped. And when in my case, when I call to Jesus, please help me. At that time, God helped me. So it's like help me and God help us. So repeatedly. So what is the problem? And he afraid. He worried. Why? He saw the wave.
So,
God tells us repeatedly, don't worry, don't be afraid in the Bible, and peace. And he said to us repeatedly, and this is a big meaning. I feel so. So when we feel afraid or we worry, and I felt, afraid, when my children grow up, and they grew up and they go to high school or junior high school or university, and what can we do for the money? But I thought, if it's His will, God prepared for that. I believed. But I was so afraid, because I saw the wave. So what does God is going to do us? So if we go to God, there is a solution. So there is a, God has a solution for us. So we need to go to God. So this week, I went to Nagoya in Japan. So when I go to Nagoya, I got a problem. So from Tokyo Station, I took a Shinkansen, and what happened? So Nagoya, people are so happy on Tuesday, but in Tokyo, there is a stormy day, and so much rain, and so storming. And trains stopped, and schedule was delayed. So actually, the train stopped. So, but I need to move to Nagoya. So, what is problem? Maybe you say, but it's very big problem for me. I can go up to the. Okay. I have a backache, so I have the time limit to be able to stand. So when I go get on the train, I need to get a seat. So if the train delay or train canceled, I got the trouble because I can't stand for a long time because my backache. So I pray to God, and I saw His victory. So I could move the great way, great situation He gave me. And every time God helped me and God gave me great schedule. In autumn, I went to the meeting to other prefecture, and the typhoon come like 6 times, but He protect me every time. So when I couldn't be helped, there is a meaning also. I think I'm so lucky because I'm so I'm Christian, and I can see His hand to my life. So, I'm so lucky. So, because I have backache, and he promised you will be healed, but I'm so lucky because he is with us. So he helped me. So, but if I put in the very difficult circumstances, but I can see his help. So his help is so great. So each one of you God with you. So you can see his hand. So don't be worried. And there is a solution for your worry. And the point is thanksgiving to God. So we need to look up him. So don't be shaken by your problem. Just you look up God. So it is very important to what you see. So if there is a person who are so worried, don't think about the future problem. Don't look at things. Just look to God. Because if you look bad things, you are shaken. So you need to look up to God. So how can we do that? First, to obey God's word. And obey to God. So there is a 2 points for obedience. And obedience is faith, by faith. So there is a grace. And you will see the blessing through your faith. So you will see the showing the faith of the faith. Last week, on Tuesday morning, I got the victory. And Chubu area's people are so kind. And on Wednesday morning, there is a tribulation. So I need to go to Gifu from Nagoya. So I need to go to Gifu during the rush time. So there is the same problem. I can't stand for a long time. So I don't know how rush is there. So if I can get a seat or not. So I'm a Ultraman. Do you know Ultraman? There is a time limit to fight. So a few minutes, my lamp is limited. So it's very hard time for me if I can go to the Gifu or not. But I saw the victory. So how can get the victory? And God told me, and the early morning prayer time, I started the prayer morning 5:30. And at that time, he said, you need to go now. And I went. So I get on the train at 5:30. And so very few people is in the train. So, and also the early morning prayer is kind of sleepy, but I could pray to God on the train. So very beautiful relationship with God there. So if we believe Jesus Christ, He changed everything good. So when we obey to God, you will see that it's changed good. So everything turned to good. I saw many. So I started to rejoice. So when I started to rejoice, so I found everything I wanted is coming to my life. So it's happened to my life. So everything changes to but to good. At that time, obedience is very important. And also, to pray is very important. I told you before, I'm not a lucky person in my life, and many bad things I got. And like I work in the darkness, so I'm not unlucky. I'm unlucky, and a little bit darkness I go through. But 1 week, I experienced the very great week. It's so great. And I thought next week it's gonna be not so good. So I'm afraid. And 2 weeks continued. And 3 weeks continued. And what happened to my life, I think about. And it's continued to now. So it's the point is prayer. So when I go to the overseas mission, recently I was waked up by God in midnight. And I slept. I go to the bed 10:30, but he wake up me 12:30 or something. And at that time, first I fight to be able to sleep. But many people, you can sleep easily, so you're lucky. But I fight to sleep. And finally, I recognized, he said to me to play. So I found it, and I started to pray. And about warrior, the many points I prayed to God, and He waked me up. And for 5 hours, you know, or maybe 6 hours, I kept to pray. And I saw His work through that. And there is a sign from God and a blessing here. So, so the power of the prayer is so important. So, to use the prayer is very important. So please remember that. So when I started to this church, TLCCC, what he gave me is to pray. So there's no bug helped people, but God. I couldn't stay long time. I need to move around. So it's my character. So when I go in the hospital, and I couldn't move any time. So I felt it's so not good, my heart, mind. And when I play ski, I got accident and I got I broke my legs. And there is a cane means to pull the bone. And and I got a cane, and a cane is the doctor holds your bones and put the bar and pull the bone. So it's very hard. And so one morning, doctor said to me, I will do cane for you. And I asked my nurse, and what is cane? And, but she didn't answer me. But afternoon, there is a person who has a drill. And with white robes, and I wonder what happened. And there's a nurse too. So the person was my doctor, and he said to me, I will start the cane. And he said, I hold your legs and I pull. And the drill, he used the drill and to hold my legs. So because of that, I couldn't move. And after that, I couldn't move any move. I couldn't. So and I thought, I will be crazy. So I said to my God, help me, help me. So, and God gave me the wisdom to me. And he said to me, you need to make the schedule, what you do every day. So I did. So I could do everything. So I thought, more 1 year I can do cane. So if God tells me I can do anything, I thought so. So through the prayer, I can do anything by God. So there is a confidence for me. So if there is a God, I can do anything. So we will face to the many trouble or very hard time, but if he is with us, we can do anything. So when I go in the traffic jam, the So if I pray to God, don't be in traffic jam, He helps us to not be in traffic jam. So it's very important to pray. Prayer is for your hope. To pray is very important. So in every troubles, I pray to God, and I will see His help. So maybe you already experienced that, but you will see more from now on. And also He gave us the promise of the word. So He gave us the word from Bible. So you obey the word and you stand on that word. It is very important, and through that, what you will see, you will see His work. So don't be see the trouble, and so through the prayer and through obedience, and you will see His work. So when I go back to from Patmos, I felt so bad backache, and because I went to Greece and Greece to Turkey, and I pray to God. Because the pain is so bad, like we need to sleep on the floor. I felt so. And when I prayed to God, He said to me, "You are not be joyful in that pain." So I said to God, thank you for this painful, this situation. And through that, I will see His glory. So through that prayer, after that prayer, my painful was gone. And after that, I faced to the coup d'etat of Turkey airport last year. So, but if I have backache at that time, it was very bad. So His help was there. And also, there's a time in America that I got a backache and on the plane, I need to be same. And on the airplane, I pray to God, please help me to go. Because I have a backache, and through that prayer, I also experienced God help. So if I'm not Christian and I didn't obey anything, I'm in the bad situation. And a Christian is saved by God and helped by God and be blessed and be graced. So you will see that things. And I give thanks to the Lord because I'm so happy and I'm lucky. And God is with us, so it's important to us. Dear Heavenly Father, please help us and please touch us. And there's a person who faced the trouble, what he can do. So that person bring to the trouble to God and please pray to God. And you need to do the point from God. And please glorify your glory. There is a person who loses something. But if you do his will, you will see blessing. And also, and there is a, you will see the gift from God. So there is a person who complain and think about many things, but that person please seek to God and you seek the His word. His word will solve the problem. So now is a time of healing for healing. So if you need to, please pray for your healing. Thank you for your presence. And please touch each one of us. In Jesus' name, please be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name, to be healed. 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 In Jesus' name, I proclaim the healing. That there is a person who has a problem in tooth and a headache. They were healed. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, forever and ever. Amen.